Thank you, Rose, for asking me to speak. I'm really grateful to be here with all of you, specifically in this room, because this room saved my life, and so many people in this room are so important to me, like became, it makes me emotional, like just became like my family, the family that I never had. And I'm so grateful, and coming here every week is like my anchor. My anchor used to be like whatever man that I could find to anchor to, because I did not feel safe in myself and my body. And so that was how I kind of got through life. And it was really chaotic. It was really painful. Anywhere from like best case scenario, I would be with someone super emotionally unavailable. Worst case scenario, like dangerous, abusive, toxic situations for years. And I actually kind of got a little bit of a handle on it from going to therapy. And I was having like not as much chaos. But then I ended up in a relationship with a guy who was a drug addict, and it was just so chaotic. And we had these cycles of toxicity, and it was the cycle of abuse basically. And it was like speeding up more and more and more, and I couldn't get out of it. And I knew that I needed to, and I literally just was not able to. And I had, luckily I had some friends that were in this program, and one of them was like, Jess, you, if you don't go to SLA, like I cannot talk to you about this anymore. And I was like, okay, like I thought that was really loving actually. So came to SLA, came to this room, didn't get that like everyone's knows each other and was friends. I was like, what, this is so, but that's what it's become for me now. But yeah, I just, the gift of this program, even though nobody wants to come here, like obviously, I didn't want to come here. It's like the last option, the last stop. Me trying everything else that I knew on my own and like landing in rock bottom hell, like over and over again. So I came here in 2021, November, went through withdrawal, and for the first time ever was with the pain that I'd been running from for my whole life. And it was excruciating. And I just walked around my neighborhood like every day for months, just walked and walked and walked an outreach call with people. And did this, I had no idea how I would even go one day without talking to this person, but I did the whole 90 days. I had to start over again because we ran into each other, but I did the 90 days. And after, I didn't want to be with him anymore, and it was a freaking miracle. Like, that was a miracle. And my experience in this program, like, has not really been linear, like, I think, like, all of us. It's definitely progress, not perfection, but I started working the steps. Like, I would have different sponsors, and sometimes things come up, and there was a lot of opportunity to practice healthy relationships, like, with sponsors, and have boundaries, and have, like, you know, healthy like breakups and things like that. So that was helpful. But I was about 3 years in, and I was still, I'd done like a lot of the step work, but I still didn't fully trust, and I really didn't fully surrender into the work. And so I didn't trust the program fully. And what happened was the sponsor kind of found me, who was the absolute perfect godsend of a person for me to like really walk through the rest of this, like the rest of the steps. So I started them over again with that person, and he's my sponsor still, and he's a literal godsend. Like, we're so similar, our wounding's the same, and he just gets it, and he created such a safe space for me that like I was able to see things differently. Mm-hmm. And he taught me so much. Like, most of my issue was actually just being completely dysregulated most of the time. And like that was what would create the chaos in my life. So, and I had another sponsor who was always like, are you eating? Like, did you go for a walk today? Did you exercise? And I'm like, what the fuck is all this? Who cares about that? But now I see like that's such a big part of this, is like taking care of ourselves, like mind, body, and spirit, and like healing our nervous systems, and even like beyond the 12 steps, like doing other things that help, like somatic work and all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm really grateful. And the gift of this work is that it gives us a window into our part in like what keeps landing us in these situations that are so painful, right? Because who's the common denominator? Like, not from a place of shame, but just like from a place of empowerment of like the only thing we can do is our own work. Mm-hmm. We can't change anybody else. Thank you. And that was another big part is like I never had a place to come and just like grieve what I never had, like as a child with my family, what I still don't have with my family. And I would come to this room and just like cry and be angry and like be held by this room. And that, and being able to come here and tell the truth and look around and see people being like, I get it. Like, and I'm like, what? People understand me? Like, this is the first time this has ever happened in my life. So, yeah. And like, this room became my family and like all of these surprises, like the top line behaviors. There was a fellow in here who did ballet every day and I was like, that's so cool. That was her top line. So I started doing yoga every day from like an amazing teacher that I met in this room and became like, I did yoga teacher training. Like all of this stuff I would have never, because I was so consumed by like men, like that was all I fucking cared about. Mm-hmm. Nothing mattered to me. I didn't want to hang out with women. I was like, who wants to do that? It would be like my last, okay, fine, I'll hang out with a chick, I guess. But like now it's like I go on trips with my girlfriends and like I love my women friends. Like it's given me that gift. And it's helped me to deal with my family, which like really come to terms with the fact that like they're very unhealthy. And I think there was a lot of denial there because I didn't want that to be true. Like I had this fantasy of like one day maybe it'll be different. It's not going to be. And it's okay. Like it's actually okay. And I can just let them be how they are. And I made amends to my parents. I was freaking, like, I didn't know how that was ever gonna work, but I did. And it was miraculous, actually. And the way that my mom responded was miraculous. So all of these things, like, you just don't know what's gonna happen when you go through this process. But I think just showing up and doing the work, like, higher power, God, whatever word you wanna use, comes in and, like, holds you and will carry you through. Like, when I was kind of midway through, I would find myself wanting to go back into old patterns and it was like something would not let me go there because I just like knew too much. Like they say a head full of AA ruins drinking, like a head full of slaw ruins, like whatever the fuck we think that we're doing. Like, it's not, and it doesn't even have, like the things that we thought, well, I thought soothed me. Like I remember like the last time I kind of did something like that and I was like, I was almost like laughing at the fact that like I did this. Like, I created this pain for myself here. Like, there's no one to blame here. And having compassion and not going into, like, blame and self-condemnation and all of that, which is, like, an ongoing practice. But, yeah, so I don't know. I think everyone could benefit from doing this work. Like, everyone, I think our society is kind of backwards with, like, relationships and love and the way that we're programmed to seek, like, God through human, like, romantic connection is like fundamentally flawed, you know. Thank you. So I don't know, what else do I want to say? Yeah, I guess like I'll go to where I am now. So I was at a point where I was like, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to have a relationship with anyone because I still have this issue of like being attracted to people that are unavailable, and the ones that are available repulse me. So I think that's just the way it's gonna be. And I'm gonna have to just make slaw my life purpose and I'm gonna like help people and it's gonna be okay. And then actually, and I met somebody who's great, who's amazing, who is available, who I'm attracted to. And that was a miracle. Cause my brain, my human consciousness was like, it's not possible. And so just to remind us all that like our human consciousness, we don't know everything. Like there's a higher consciousness, a higher energy that's like operating in all of our lives. So I've been with him for a few months. It's totally new territory for me. And we've had moments for sure. And I really am dancing with my like avoidant protection patterns, which like for so many years I thought I was anxious, but now it's like more avoidant, which is so uncomfortable and weird. But I'm grateful because he understands and like, he's like, I'm here. We can do this. Like, let's heal this shit because it's going to come up with every single person. So, like, why don't we heal it? Like, instead of doing the old thing that we would normally do and, like, blow it up or mess it up or whatever. But so that's a gift. And it's literally one day at a time. And yeah, I'm still working on this. Like, I don't think, like, they say all the sayings in this program used to make me so annoyed, but like, there's no graduation. Like, there is not a graduation. Mm-hmm. Like, you just keep doing the work, you keep showing up. For me, it's like, less and less and less do I go into that like painful place. And like, I don't feel like I want to die anymore, which was like a very regular experience for me. Like, I would want to die often because it was just so excruciating. So it's given me that gift where like, I'm not in that place anymore. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. And I'd love to hear all of your shares. I'm looking forward to it.